Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme talking today about spin launch. Now, launching satellites into orbit, there's several different ways of doing it. Of course, the main one is big rockets sending up these payloads into orbit. Well, that takes an enormous amount of fuel, which is expensive. And then the rockets sometimes, most rockets, aren't reusable. Now, Elon Musk has solved that part of the equation, but still, he's using enormous amounts of fuel to send out these payloads. Now, there's another way of doing it. You attach your smaller rocket to the bottom of a large airplane and send the airplane up as high as you can, drop the rocket, it zooms off into space, uses a lot less fuel that way. But your payload is therefore much smaller because you don't have the lifting capability of lifting giant payloads into space that way. And then back before the first Gulf War, Saddam Hussein had built a cannon that was so big it could lob shells into orbit, and he could have artilleried anywhere on Earth. Well, before he could finish building that, murders were happened and that project was scrapped. Now, spin launch is a new way of doing it. Now, this one, I remember a similar invention, idea of mine, when I was short. I was talking with my dad, and we were talking about artillery or mortars, and how you had to be relatively close to the enemy to shoot mortars. And I said, well, if you took a big arm on the back of a semi and spun the artillery shell or the mortar and let it loose, you could throw it, kind of like a baseball pitcher throwing, except a lot faster, and throw it at the enemy. And you could throw it for a long distance that way. Well, of course, I didn't think about that for years afterwards. But then they came up with spin launch, and it kind of reminded me of that. They take a big vacuum chamber and spin an arm in a vacuum with a rocket on the end of it. Now, it is partly a rocket, but most of it is payload. And they throw it. There's an opening that opens very fast and closes very fast, so not much air gets back into the vacuum chamber. But it opens, the satellite goes out through the lower atmosphere, upper atmosphere, and out into space. Now, as it's going through the atmosphere, it's starting out at over 4 times the speed of sound. So it's hitting air very hard, causing the surface of this thing to heat up. So it's got to have a good surface on it that prevents the heating of the rocket. And it'll go up into space, little rockets will catch on, and then it'll go into any orbit you want. Well, spin launch had a small demonstration model that they built, still cost a lot of money. It wasn't really small, it was either about 3 stories tall. And they spun up stuff and shot it, and it went into space. And it was incredibly loud when it came out of there. Boy, howdy, it was loud. Because it was going 4 times the speed of sound. And sonic boom. Crack. Well, now they're selecting a site, they said, on the coast, where they're going to build a huge one and spin up and throw materials into space. Now, you could put up satellites, you could put up a lot of things, but you can't put up biological matter. You can't put up people. because the G-forces, when it's spinning, to get up to that speed, the G-forces inside this thing are like 100 Gs. It's incredibly strong. You're going to have, even if you were putting up a satellite, normal electronics wouldn't work. That would crush the circuit boards. You have to make things incredibly strong to be able to withstand these G-forces. Now, the fuel savings are such that, yeah, you could probably afford to redesign most stuff. But I'm thinking instead of sending up satellites, you send up food and water and air, building supplies, the heavy stuff that you need to build a good space station. And you can send up individual girders and things like that. And the food and water supplies that the space station regularly needs. That would save from regular rockets when they're sending up people. Instead of having to send up that stuff, you could send up other stuff. So your food, water, and air, you could send up through spin launch. Now, even along the coast, when that opens up and you send something up, you're going to have an incredibly loud sonic boom. And, well, people tend to get sued for loud noises near a populated area. Well, I was thinking on that. And I think there's a way to mitigate this sonic boom. What a sonic booms, the noise is really caused by something going faster than the speed of sound in that particular air. So like if you had some air going along, say you had a hurricane that was, the air was going half the speed of sound, and something went just over the speed of sound through that air in the same direction the air was going, there would be no sonic boom because it's not moving faster than the air that's around it. Well, at the tip of these rockets, as they're being thrown up, if you were to spray outward sideways, 360 degrees sideways around the surface of the rocket, air that was going slightly slower than the speed of sound from the air just outside of it. And then another layer and another layer. You get five layers of air being shoved sideways in front of this rocket so that each one is pushing the air, the outside stagnant air, sideways at slower than the speed of sound. And the next one is shoving that air at slightly below the speed of sound of that air, etc., etc., you would be able to eliminate almost the entire sonic boom. So you could send the stuff up without having to get sued all the time. I think that would be a nice thing to do. I sent this proposal to Spin Launch as my job application to join Spin Launch, and of course I never heard back from them because I am not qualified to be on Spin Launch. But if any of you are qualified to be an employee of Spin Launch, I would put in the application, try to join them, get some of the stock as pay. If they eventually, when they select this site, they're going to have to raise money to build this huge launcher, maybe they will open up and become a publicly traded company. I would invest in that, because it's so much cheaper to send stuff into space their way than every other method. So, that's my little speechifying for today. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, signing out.